94.1 FM and AM.
Have you ever felt so overwhelmed with the stress and pressure of the complicated business details surrounding the planning for a loved one to enter long-term care? Have you ever felt the pressure of being unprepared and faced with the final planning and arrangements for funeral or memorial services of a loved one? Have you ever been so overwhelmed by the details surrounding estate planning and estate settlements and so forth? If so, stay tuned to learn how you can be best prepared and have a plan when we find ourselves faced with the pressures of personal end-of-life challenges.
Welcome to Planning for Tomorrow. We take life's most difficult questions, concerns, and challenges and turn them into manageable nuggets of information so that you can make the best decisions when you are planning for tomorrow. You can contact us at pftradio@gmail.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Planning for Tomorrow Radio, or if you're calling from the local listening area, 304-399-8255, or long distance, 877-420-8255. And good morning, and welcome to Planning for Tomorrow. I am Fred Kitchen, along with Gene Dean. How are you this morning, Gene?
I am fine, Gene, and I usually at the beginning of the program say thank you to Ernie because that's his voice that you hear.
Absolutely.
But on board this morning is Kenny. Thank you, Kenny, for filling in for us while Ernie is on a, I'm sure, well-deserved day off.
So that's right.
That's really good. I do want to start out this morning, though, Fred, by saying that a lot of people will have heard about the accident on I-64, and I'm told that the westbound lane from 5th Street is still closed and will be for a number of hours.
Most of the day today, they're thinking. So.
Well, that's right. So avoid that, and that way you won't get into any problems there.
You'll be getting off the 5th Street exit, or you can get off the Hal Greer probably before that if you're coming that way. That would be the smartest thing to do.
Absolutely.
So
okay. Now, I haven't been with you for 4 weeks now.
Yeah,
Fred,
you took a little sabbatical there. You was on vacation.
Absolutely. It was really good to be away. And but I know that you have had a really busy week. And we were really sorrowful to hear about the death of the young Marine. But I believe Henson Mortuary handled the services for that.
We did. We were actually honored to handle those services. And I tell you, the Marines service actually turned into something for their family, for us, I think for our community, way more than what anyone anticipated.
There were thousands lining the streets
it was amazing.
Cemetery.
It was absolutely amazing. I don't think from all the people that I've talked to, from law enforcement to the cemetery staff to business owners, I don't think we've seen anything quite like that in our area before. It was really amazing. I'll kind of back up here and kind of give listeners a little overview of kind of what happened there. We had a Marine from Barbersville that passed away, and he was going to be brought home from California. He was in 29 Palms, California, and he was going to be brought back to Cincinnati. So we worked with the family, and what we were going to do was basically just take them. We were actually going to take one of our other vehicles plus our hearse. They wanted to be there when he got back to Cincinnati, and then they were going to come back with us. Well, a very interesting group got involved also called the Patriot Guard. Are you familiar with the Patriot Guard at all?
No, I don't know anything about them, Fred.
An incredible group of guys, and the Patriot Guard is made up of former military guys, and they love motorcycles to begin with.
Oh, now you're ringing a bell with me. Yes, I have.
They love motorcycles.
The Patriot Guard.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Patriot Guard, basically, these guys do everything they can to honor a fallen veteran, fallen military person. And so what they did, they arranged, and this was all, the family was so gracious to, they were gracious, the family was so gracious to media, gracious to anyone that wanted to be involved with the services. They really just wanted to allow the community to be involved if they wanted to be involved, which is, you know, sometimes unusual.
Yeah, sometimes families just want complete privacy.
They do, but this family was really, they were really open to honoring this young man. And like I said, they had no idea that it was going to turn into this. So what we did, we actually met at the airport, and airport security police met us, and they actually took me, the hearse, out on the tarmac, and the airplane had not even arrived yet from California. Of course, this is the day, keep in mind, this is the day that we're traveling to Cincinnati that we're having tornadoes all through Kentucky, Indiana.
My goodness.
So we were faced with some of that, the storms and all that as we're on our way there.
Right.
So it made for an interesting journey.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it kind of was. You know, you had people calling you on the phone saying it's coming right towards you, you know, and of course the storms and lightning was just horrible. But make a long story short, you know, we were shielded and we were safe.
You were out there on the tarmac, and this it's a military plane, is it?
This was a commercial airplane.
Oh, okay.
A large passenger, several hundred passenger plane that actually brought him in. But we were met with the United States Marines from Cincinnati area, and they actually did full military rites as they brought him off the airplane and put him in the hearse with flags. And
What does that involve? What are full military rites?
Well, as far as bringing him off the airplane and transporting to the car, there was probably about 15 Marines involved. Mm-hmm. And with that being the case, those Marines were involved in the Flag Corps with guarding a guard at the hearse, on each side of the hearse, someone that actually called commands, and then the six Marines that would actually march from the back of the hearse to the airplane and would bring his remains from the his casket remains from the airplane and put it into the
hearse.
And it was very emotional. We were out there first. We got everything lined up with the military, with the Marines, and had everything put in place, and then the airport police department actually brought our vehicle. We had a Suburban with us with the family, and brought the family out on the tarmac to be able to be part of all this. Just very emotional, but highly honorable. I mean, there's just something
great
so
dignity.
Oh my goodness, it was just incredible. And from there, as we left the airport, as we left the tarmac in a procession, basically, the police brought us out of the gates, and as we exited the gates, we were met up with the Patriot Guard. This is the Ohio version of the Patriot Guard, and there was probably 15 or 20 or so of these gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, because of the storms, they weren't able to ride motorcycles.
Oh, what a pity.
So, yeah, because it was just horrible, you know. Actually, the airport was closed down for a while. They actually evacuated the Cincinnati airport, took everyone to the basement, you know, for about 40 minutes or so. So it was quite interesting. But as we left, they escorted us. The Ohio Patriot Guard escorted us in a procession all the way to another portion of Kentucky around the Lexington area. And then the Lexington Patriot Guard, another group of 15 or 20 of them, picked us up from there, escorted us to Moorhead, Kentucky, where the West Virginia Patriot Guard picked us up and escorted us all the way back to the funeral home, which we made at home probably about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But what great planning that, you know, at each
a lot
step
of
along
planning.
The way
a
you
lot
were
of
picked
planning.
Up by the Patriot Guard.
Yeah, there was planning all the way there. And the whole time, we you know, when we would stop at a rest area to pick up the new Patriot Guard and for the other Patriot Guard to take off, if we would stop for probably 10 minutes for family to take a break or something like that, the hearse was completely guarded. Men that would completely guard the hearse with this Marine's remains in it.
Do the Patriot Guard members, do they wear uniforms or something?
They have their own uniforms. It's like some shirts and some jackets that they wear. But, you know, like I said, a lot of them are motorcycle guys.
Sure.
So, you know, they love leather.
Would have been nice if they could have ridden the motorcycle.
It would have been. We actually had one fellow from Cross Lanes, and he is a captain with the Patriot Guard. And he's the one I really worked with on this. And we was able to get all this coordinated, and he actually rode his motorcycle. He was the only motorcycle that rode, and he rode from Cross Lanes and met us in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Was it your suggestion that the Patriot Guard become involved in the ceremonial procession, as it were? I mean, did the family ask for that, or was that your suggestion?
You know, this whole thing kind of evolved. I mean, it started out that we had sat down and met with the family, and of course they notified us, the Marine Corps notified us that this Marine had passed away, and so we started coordinating with the family to at least get some basic arrangements in place, that what we were going to do, we were going to go to the airport. But what happened in the meantime was news media started getting a hold of this, the newspaper, things like that. So it started generating interest from community.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, it was on several news channels. And then we started getting phone calls from the Patriot Guard wanting to be involved. We started getting phone calls from the Marine League wanting to be involved. I mean, just a lot of different branches of the military that wanted to be involved. Police, state police. It just turned into a real incredible thing. So, you know, naturally, I'm bouncing all this off the family. I'm going, okay, here's, you know, I don't want to say yes to anything because I want to make sure the family is completely involved in what every step of the way of what we're doing. But, you know, what ended up happening was the family was open arms and said, yes, we, you know, if they want to be involved.
It was great that they were willing to do that.
It actually turned out to be something that really was interesting for our
community.
I want
to hear more about this, Fred,
absolutely.
But maybe this is a time to take a little break
Let's take a quick break and we'll pick right up where we left off.
Okay.
When it comes to sending flowers that represent you and your personal expressions, the obvious choice is Designs by DJ, locally owned and operated, East Pea Ridge Road, Huntington, with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, tropicals, dish gardens, silks, and gifts for every occasion, and staff with the area's most talented floral designers committed to always going the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Designs by DJ, 6285 East Pea Ridge Road, or phone us 304-736-2550, or online, designsbydjflorist.com.
Some people are best remembered for what they did, how they spent their leisure time, what they enjoyed most in life, and those memories should be cherished. Henson Mortuary staff of funeral and cremation professionals can assist your family in creating the most meaningful experience honoring the life that once lived. Call a trusted funeral and cremation provider today or stop by for more information. Henson Mortuary, 6357 East Pea Ridge Road, Huntington, near Barbersville. Visit online, hensonmortuary.com. Henson Mortuary, where life and memories are honored.
Seracare Adult Daycare Senior Care Services, with over 25 years experience in senior care solutions in the River Place Plaza, Barbersville, will provide you with all the information you need to make the right decision for your loved ones, from rehab services to long-term care. Let Seracare guide you in your tough decisions with your loved ones. Call 304-736-3005 or online, seracare.com. The Seracare family will care for your loved ones as if they were their own. Seracare, River Place Plaza, Barbersville.
Since 1932, the family-owned and operated Oaklawn Cemetery Memorial Park on East Pea Ridge in Huntington has been helping families secure a home family heritage, providing you and your family a reasonably priced, low-pressure, stress-free experience when choosing cemetery and memorial property just minutes from Route 60 and I-64. Oaklawn Cemetery and Memorial Park, the obvious choice. 6155 East Pea Ridge Road, Huntington. Phone 304-736-1161 or online, oaklawncemeterywv.com. Where family heritage matters.
I'm Robbie, and I'm on a waiting list for a double lung transplant.
A lung disease is threatening Robbie's life.
I've had cystic fibrosis all my life, but now my future depends on getting a transplant.
Right now, tens of thousands of people are waiting for an organ or tissue transplant.
It's hard to imagine a greater gift than the gift of life from an organ donor. It means I get to keep living.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to donatelife.net.
And we are back to planning for tomorrow. And Fred Kitchen along with Gene Dean. And Gene, when we left, we were kind of, you had asked me some questions, and we were kind of talking just a little bit about my experience.
Right, with the death of a young Marine.
Right, that affected our area.
Absolutely. I was amazed, Fred, when I read the story in the newspaper that so many people were in attendance. Not they couldn't all get inside the funeral home,
right,
but they were lining the streets as the hearse left to go to the cemetery.
Well, I'll tell you something kind of interesting about that, and I think a lot of people, there's a lot of people probably know, but there's some that don't, and we don't want to give credit to anyone that shouldn't get credit. And I think you understand what I'm talking
about.
You
want to give credit to everyone.
You want to give credit to everyone that should give credit. That's for sure. But there, what really stirred, I think, a lot of things was there was some press releases that went out to local media here, and that from a church group from out of state that protest military funerals.
Oh, not that group again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
And that they were planning on attending to protest this service, and it was amazing the phone calls that we had at the funeral home and conversations with the West Virginia State Police, the Sheriff's Department, the local authorities, in trying to coordinate, you know, make sure that everybody was, that there was order to everything that was going on and that it wouldn't affect the family in any way negatively. Well, with that rumor spreading and social media, anyone that says that social media, Facebook and things like that is not powerful, it is. They're absolutely missing out, because I was able to experience this time how powerful social media is.
Yeah.
It actually cultivated a group of churches, a group of just Americans that wanted to come out and show their support. for this service,
right,
and honor this Marine. And that's where a lot of it, I believe, probably come about. And, I mean, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, mm-hmm, of people that lined up both sides of East Pea Ridge with American flags.
And they even closed part of Route 60 because there were so many people there.
Route 60 was closed. We had, we've got something we placed in today's Herald Dispatch, but I'll go ahead and mention, we actually, this is the involvement of course, our staff and things like that, and people that work with us, but we had the West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, all three states' Patriot Guard involved in this service. We had the West Virginia State Police. I think we had 15 state troopers involved. We had the Campbell County Sheriff's Department, Huntington Police Department, Barbersville Police Department, Barbersville Volunteer Fire Department, Campbell County EMS, Gordon Mary, the Marine League, United States Marine Corps, Ridgelawn Memorial Park, and then we had people who actually allowed us to use parking lots and their facilities and stuff like that. We had Buck Connor DDS, Sammons and Adams DDS, Dutch Miller Kia, Lewis Memorial Baptist Church, all of our neighbors and the community that was so gracious they were gracious to us, and they were also gracious to this family.
Well, it shows a great deal of support for the family, but also for our military. This young man was training in California, I believe,
right,
and was going to be deployed to Afghanistan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, I keep hearing, and in fact, I was reading about Senator Manchin being one of those who's imploring the president to bring our troops home from Afghanistan, which I think most of us would support. But just knowing that, I think the young Marine, would have been deployed must have made it especially poignant, I think.
Well, it did, and that's I think where we've got so much involvement. Like I said, even for us, we were kind of trying to shield the family, and we were taking all these phone calls from media and from people. We were having Senator Manchin's office involved, Governor Tomlin's office was involved, and we were talking to them. Seemed like on a daily basis, and they actually had representatives there during the services also.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it just for the family and for ourselves, it really turned into something that really kind of, for lack of better words, blew our minds. I mean,
It was notable, wasn't it?
It was notable. It was the top of being an American.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
yeah.
just really incredible. And so we talked a little bit about,
I have a question before we leave this. We mentioned this church group that goes around the country protesting military funerals. Did they actually turn up? Do you know?
We don't know that they turned up. We had some reports that maybe a couple may have been there, and they were asked to leave private property because they're not allowed to be on private property.
Okay.
And what we did find out, we worked with local authorities. During the visitation and funeral service, we had state police and we had the Campbell County Sheriff's Department that were patrolling our area for us.
Okay.
And everything that they were on top of let us know that we were in good hands, and that I don't think, if nothing else, we scared them away, I think.
Right, exactly.
It was just amazing.
A memorable occasion. Mm. By the way, there may be listeners out there, Fred, who are former military personnel who perhaps have had experience with
Absolutely.
Military funerals. It would be good to hear their comments.
Absolutely. If
yeah.
they want to call in, let's give their phone number out.
Okay, 304-399-8255, 304-399-8255. Or 1-877-420-8255. If you'd like to join in this conversation, if you had experience maybe of a military funeral, being in the military yourself, and you know what it's like to experience these ceremonies, do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. But I'm so glad that you shared all this morning, Fred, because people wonder what exactly goes on at a military type funeral.
Well, it's one of those things that we normally, as a funeral director, we normally don't openly discuss, especially on radio. but this family was so open with sharing their son's life,
mm-hmm.
sharing this experience with everyone in the tri-state that we definitely are okay with what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And this was such a different event. Like I said, we had all these law enforcement agencies. We had the fire departments involved, and we had the EMS involved. I mean, it turned into a real big deal. It was just one of those events that, I'll be honest with you, completely changed my life. I've been involved in a lot of military funerals, and I don't think I've ever quite had one, and I've even been into Arlington, and I don't think I've quite, and those are very touching, But one from start to finish, the procession from the airport to the funeral home, you know, and the Patriot Guard helping us bring his remains, his body, right into the funeral home. And, you know, basically the family was right by his side. And then what was interesting also, Gene, a Marine flew from Camp Lejeune that was in direct contact with him, which was where he was originally at. And he flew to California, stayed with this Marine, and flew to Cincinnati with this Marine and rode home with me and this Marine in the hearse. And then he stayed in Huntington until he was relieved by another Marine that flew in from Camp Lejeune to stay the entire time. So there was a Marine with him.
Marine escort all
the way. All the way. It was just really, I tell you what, if you're not a military person, which I have never been in the military, but I've always had a high respect for our military, but this really took it to another level for me.
Absolutely. And I think, as you're saying about the Marine escorting the body, that's not unusual. I think it's unusual for us because,
right,
fortunately, we don't have this happen very often in this community. But I believe they would do that for any.
They do.
Right.
They do. And I tell you what, the military, they look at things totally different. You know, this is a, you know, the way that they look at this is a this is a Marine. You know, mm-hmm. this was the way this branch was looking at it. This is a Marine, and we're going to stay with him from start to finish.
Yeah.
And they really have a level of respect and dignity. I was talking to the Marine that actually rode home with me in the hearse. We had a 3 or 4 hour drive because we got stuck in traffic due to weather and things that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do a lot of talking. And one of the things he said he had been deployed, I think, 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. And he said, he told his wife, he says, honey, he goes, one thing I will tell you, because he said she's always worried when he leaves.
I'm sure she is.
And he says, one thing he told her, he says, honey, I can promise you this. He goes, being a Marine, he goes, I will be taken care of with dignity and respect from start to finish, and I promise you, you will be taken care of as the family. Yeah. And that's absolute. I was able to witness that firsthand.
Right. I think you could say that about any branch of the military.
Absolutely, you could. That's right. We take care of our own. We really do.
And I know this was an exceptional and an unusual military funeral, but I'm sure that you have conducted other military funerals.
We have. Yeah, we have. And I tell you, and we had had several military funerals in the week up to this, leading up this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it allowed us to really look at all the planning that we put into working with the military, working with law enforcement, working with all these agencies. And it really allowed me to see what I told my guys. I said, this is what's going to allow me to see what type of staff I really have.
You are threatening them.
No. But I tell you, everybody come to the table, and we were able to handle a crowd that was incredible. You know, we moved out several portions of our building and was able to get hundreds of people in our building. In
how many do you hold maximum?
Well,
about
we probably had in our building probably 500 or 600 people in our entire building. I mean, they were just wall to wall. And we had emptied an extra visitation room that we have, and we utilized that also with audio and things like that so that people could be involved with the service. But then we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people outside the building.
Outside.
You know, so, you know, I don't know that that you're ever totally prepared for an event like this. You know, it happened, and it happened very respectfully.
Well, it sounds as though everything went very smoothly. Everything was handled with dignity,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that the family appreciated everything that you did for them.
They did. You know, I want to mention something. A lot of people, that especially those of us that are not military, this family was assigned a casualty assistance officer, and this person is the one that actually came and notified the family.
Uh-huh.
And there's someone local. So they actually come and notify the family. But this casualty assistance officer actually stayed in contact with the family on a very frequent basis every day through this entire process.
And this person was a Marine also?
He was a Marine. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. So I think what they try to do is keep whatever branch of service it is, that's what branch of service
they keep it into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like we need to take a break for it.
Sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you, I've enjoyed kind of talking a little bit about this, and hopefully
I'm glad you shared it with us.
Well, it was nice to share, and hopefully there's some those out there that are veterans or are serving currently, we've got to be proud of those people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Listeners, we are going to take a short break here for news and weather, and then we'll be right back. West Virginia Metro's going west because of a horrible accident there. So, we were talking, Fred, about the the wonderful military funeral. Wonderful doesn't seem to be quite the word to use. Maybe impressive.
Yeah, honorable.
Honorable funeral that you were involved with just a week ago after the death of a young Marine in California who was brought home. I believe his home was in Barbersville. And we want to follow up a little bit on that. As a matter of fact, we have a caller on the line here, and we'll go ahead and take this call. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm speaking with whom?
This is Buddy Palla with the Patriot Guard Riders.
Hey, Buddy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for calling.
Buddy, you're speaking to Fred Kitchen and Gene Dean here. And, Buddy, we sure appreciate you calling in.
Okay, it's not a problem, Fred. Happy to do it.
Hey, want to talk. We've been talking a little bit, Buddy, the first segment of our show about the Marine's funeral that happened this week and how involved it became and how honorable it was. And we started, I couldn't help but mention the West Virginia, the Ohio, and Kentucky Patriot Guard and how Buddy Palla really coordinated something here that was really honorable for this family. And I think it'd be a good opportunity for a lot of people that may not know about the Patriot Guard for you to kind of tell our listeners what you guys do, what you did, what you do, and how we honor fallen soldiers.
Well, in a nutshell, Fred, the Patriot Guard Riders are a nationwide organization with over 250,000 members, and basically what we do is stand up. We call it a flag line or mission of honor for the funerals of veterans or first responders, and it's just a way of letting the families know that there are people in this country who still care about our veterans, our first responders. And it's just a show of respect. What we do in most cases is show up at the funeral home or the church, usually an hour prior to the start of the services, and our folks stand in silent honor outside the venue and hold American flags. And sometimes the family requests that we provide escort to the funeral home like we did for Lance Corporal Long, or from the funeral home or church to a cemetery. And once again, we stand up another flag line of honor. We usually have a couple presentations that we give to the family.
Right.
We are an all-volunteer organization. Some folks wonder if we charge for what we do, and that's absolutely not the case. We volunteer our time and our resources just to serve the veterans, first responders, and their families.
You have a diverse group of riders that are part of this, don't you?
Yes, we do. Some folks think that that there's a requirement, or we have a requirement that they own or ride motorcycles or that they be veterans. That's not the case. Our only prerequisite for anyone to join the Patriot Guard is that they have respect.
Right.
That's it.
How long has the Patriot Guard been in existence?
They've been in existence since 2005. The organization actually started out in Kansas. The origins, I believe, were... It came into organization or into existence because there were folks that we referred to as uninvited guests who were beginning to show up at the funerals of military members who were killed in action and demonstrate or protest. And the Patriot Guard was formed to just kind of shield families from those folks, just with a sea of red, white, and blue flags, and just to provide support for the families.
Are all the members of the Patriot Guard former members of the military?
No, they are not.
Okay.
We have members who have never been in the military. Maybe they have friends or family members who are in the military, and they just want to be a part of an organization that does good for the military.
You mentioned, Fred, excuse me, because
no,
I've just got several questions here, but you mentioned not only members of the military, but you also said first responders. Mm-hmm. Now, are we talking police, fire, EMS here?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. We've done funerals for police officers who've been killed in action or in the line of duty, firemen who've been killed in the line of duty, or police or firemen or first responders who just, passed away from natural causes, but were longtime veterans of a police force or fire department.
I think you're just providing a wonderful service.
Oh, they are.
Well, it's something that needs to be done. There are people all around us that put their lives on the line every day, whether they're military, or whether they're, you know, involved in law enforcement or, you know, fire protection, and we need to honor those folks.
And Gene, I'll say this while Buddy's on the line here. You know, when Buddy and I first started working together on, it was Lance Corporal Long, not one time did they push themselves on you. They just come in, they call and they say, hey, listen, we want to offer this. And of course, I ran it by the family, and the family was absolutely yes. And then it just it kind of just blossomed a little bit from there, didn't it, Buddy? And
yeah.
Then we ended up having the escort that brought us from Cincinnati all the way back to West Virginia, and we had three legs of that that we talked about a little while ago, Buddy, on the air.
Okay. Wonderful coordination there. That's great.
Well, we do everything. It's a good thing cell phones have been invented, because that's a part of the key to our success. But we do most everything online via email or postings on our national website. But we have a saying in the Patriot Guard that there are no borders, and we have a wonderful working relationship here in the tri-state area with Kentucky and Ohio. We help each other out on a regular basis.
Let me ask you this. We mentioned the group that we don't want to see demonstrating at any military funerals, and Fred and I had talked about that just a little bit. But have you encountered them at any of the military funerals that you've been involved with?
Yes, I have.
Oh, dear.
And, they're not pleasant people to be around, and we don't refer to them by name, but we just refer to them as uninvited guests.
Uninvited guests.
Okay, all
well,
right.
That, I was telling Gene, Buddy, that's where I really believe we were talking about the sea of people that actually lined the streets there in front of Henson Mortuary and going up Route 60 to the cemetery, to Ridgelawn Cemetery. And I believe a lot of that, you and I had many conversations along the way of all this about how social media, you know, may have play a part in the crowd that we did see. But it really brought the American pride really out in people to where they were going to protect this family and show honor to this person. And I think it was just a rallying together that, you know, first I looked at it and I was like, oh, man, you know, kind of wish that, you know, the threats from this potential, this group maybe showing up wouldn't have happened. But then I looked at what really the outcome of all this was, the hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people that lined the streets and the entrance of that cemetery and up and down the streets. It's pretty impressive and pretty honorable.
Yeah, it really had the opposite effect of what the
had the complete opposite
the group
effect
might have wanted. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Buddy.
Yeah. The community support for that family was, as you said, Fred, very impressive, and we'd like to see that all the time, but we know it's not possible.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there anything, Buddy, you'd like to add about the Patriot Riders that you think may be really helpful? Because I really believe that there's a lot of people that may not know that you exist. And I think there's some that may have not, before we talked, understood exactly what you did and who you was made up of. Because, you know, sometimes people think, oh, well, if they've got a motorcycle and they wear leather, you know, they're not in a business suit, you know.
Those angels.
Yeah, and that's not the case here at all. This is just good old Americans right here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that's right. We have professional people that ride with us on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spent 36 years in the military. There's times when I'm sure I look a little rough around the edges, but all of our hearts are in the right place.
Right.
I'm wondering too, Buddy, there may be listeners who have not been familiar with the Patriot Guard until this morning and think that perhaps in the future when they have need that they would like to be involved not only with the Guard but also maybe in their own time of loss. And I'm assuming here, which is usually not a good thing to do, but I am thinking that all the funeral homes are probably made aware of the service that the Patriot Guard would provide.
Yes, we've worked with several funeral homes in the area, and this was the first time we've worked with Henson Mortuary, and I think their eyes were open as to exactly what we do and the services we can provide to a family.
Right.
But if anyone wants to know more about our organization, they can go to www.patriotguard.org. That's our national website, and then we also have a state one that's www.wvpatriotguard.org.
Okay. Well, that's really, really interesting to learn about it firsthand.
It is.
Yeah, and on our state website, there's contact information for our state captain, for our assistant state captains. I'm the assistant state captain here in the southern part of West Virginia. But we have all the contact information. If someone were interested in us providing our services for them, they could go to either of those websites, or actually it would be best to go to our state website and just contact us.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buddy, I certainly appreciate you calling in and sharing about the Patriot Guard Day. I think a lot of our listeners had to be eye-opening for them to understand about this organization and what a wonderful job you guys do. And we certainly appreciate you, and it was a real honor to work with you on this.
Well, it's an honor for us to do what we do for the families and for the veterans and first responders.
Well, okay. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gene, I think right now would probably be a good time for us to take a quick break.
I think we ought to do that.
We'll come right back and wrap up planning for tomorrow.
Okay.
You know that Goodwill of Kiowa has 9 convenient retail stores in West Virginia and Kentucky to serve you? Can you name them? Well, there's Ashland, Barbersville, Huntington, Lavalette, Louisa, Milton, Point Pleasant, Pikeville, and Williamson. And did you know they're open 7 days a week with great bargains every day? Better still, there's a huge sale on the last day of each month with 50% off on selected items. Call 304-523-7461 to find the store nearest you. And don't forget, all stores take donations, too.
When it comes to sending flowers that represent you and your personal expressions, the obvious choice is Designs by DJ, locally owned and operated, East Pea Ridge Road, Huntington, with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, tropicals, dish gardens, silks, and gifts for every occasion, and staff with the area's most talented floral designers committed to always going the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Designs by DJ, 6285 East Pea Ridge Road, or phone us 304-736-2550, or online, Designs by DJFlorist.com.
When choosing a funeral or cremation provider, 3 things should come to mind: compassion, dignity, and the ability to help a family truly honor the legacy that keeps your loved one's memory alive. Henson Mortuary does just that. With over 70 years combined traditional and progressive experience, Henson Mortuary's spacious state-of-the-art facility with easy access off Route 60 at 6357 East Pea Ridge Road, Huntington, near Barbersville, is the obvious choice. Visit online, HensonMortuary.com. Henson Mortuary, where life and memory are honored.
March Madness at the Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe. The perfect combination with a double cheeseburger worthy of the Hall of Fame. And your favorite 22-ounce domestic beverage for only $5.99 at the Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe. Play above the rim with countless TVs, plus an overtime value of a double cheeseburger and your favorite 22-ounce domestic beverage for only $5.99. The cafe is so serious about burgers that they serve only those that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. The Marshall Hall of Fame Cafe, downtown Huntington, across from Pullman Square.
My name is Tyler. I'm 15 years old. I was 11 years old when I found out that I had cancer. I was afraid that I was going to lose my leg.
For Tyler, a bone transplant meant the chance to live a normal life.
If I hadn't had the transplant, I would probably have a prosthesis. But the transplant let me be a normal kid again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to DonateLife.net.
Since 1932, the family-owned and operated Oaklawn Cemetery Memorial Park on East Pea Ridge in Huntington has been helping families secure a home family heritage, providing you and your family a reasonably priced, low-pressure, stress-free experience when choosing cemetery and memorial property just minutes from Route 60 and I-64. Oaklawn Cemetery and Memorial Park, the obvious choice. 6155 East Pea Ridge Road, Huntington. Phone 304-736-1161 or online, OaklawnCemeteryWV.com. Where family heritage matters.
And we are back to planning for tomorrow. And we left last segment, Gene. We were talking to Buddy Palla. He was with the West Virginia Patriot Guard. And I think he really brought some information that may have opened a lot of our eyes to.
Oh, I agree with you. Absolutely. I'm so glad that he called in and shared all that with us.
And you know what I think is interesting? And I'm going to put a complete list together, and we're going to eventually, we'll have this compiled and put on our website. But I think, I've been thinking about this week, and I think it'd be good that we have a list of all the local branches of services, the ones that do services for funerals, because that's what planning for tomorrow. We talk about a lot of different things, and I'm sitting there pointing to the computer, and Gene's looking at it, and I was referencing pftradio.com, but I never said it. I didn't verbalize it, did I?
But you've got a website.
We do have a website for the radio show. It's www. www.pftradio.com. That's for Planning for Tomorrow Radio, pftradio.com. Ton of information on there, some resources that's downloadable, a lot of resources that's downloadable, and everything's free to download. And we'll put a lot of things that we talked about today on there. But I think for families that are wanting to plan an honorable service, you know, naturally the funeral director is going to walk them through this process,
sure,
like what we did with this service here. I mean, there was a lot involved in this, but it turned out incredibly well. But I think we need to know, you know, we have the Marine League, which is retired Marines in the area that also participated in this service that we've been talking about, and they do services. We have our American Legion, that different branches of those guys, different posts that will provide military services, the VFW, the West Virginia Honor Guard. I mean, there's a lot of things that we have at our fingertips to really make sure that
so
our
so
loved
ones.
You're
going to put those on your website?
I'll put those on our website. Yeah, we'll put that together. We'll compile all that information and put that together so that those who, you know, maybe need to know that information when they're planning some things.
Absolutely.
I can put that together, you know.
One of the things that I was thinking about throughout this program is the fact that West Virginia has a high number, a high percentage, if you will, of people serving in the military.
Yeah,
and that's something to be proud of. And, of course, there are different memorials and things everywhere, and I'm thinking particularly
in Charleston
around the Capitol, and you mentioned that you'd visited Arlington Cemetery. I have also. It's been a long time ago.
Me too, a long time.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I think memorials, even here in West Virginia, are very, very, very important.
They are very important, and, you know, we'll see those sometimes around certain county buildings and things like
that's
that.
Right.
We'll see, you know, we'll see certain memorials that are erected in all of our communities.
Sure.
So I think it is very important that we do pay tribute to those people, and we not forget what these guys do. I mean, my goodness, they're giving their entire life up. To go and serve and to protect.
Yeah, exactly. What we've been talking about this morning, the young Marine, he was willing to go into service, and he was willing, he was going to be deployed to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a... I really get exasperated, Fred, when survey after survey comes out, like one we had this week, that puts West Virginia at the bottom of the list of something.
Of something, yeah.
But you know, when it comes to military service...
We're top of the list.
We are absolutely top of the
top
list.
Of the list. We're top of the list in patriotism. We're top of the list, like you said, a high percentage of West Virginians in the military.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I really don't think there's a state that it's going to be hard-pressed to beat us as honoring our military.
Well, not from what we've heard this morning. I mean, you couldn't do any more than that. It's really, that was absolutely tremendous. But I think we cannot do enough to honor our veterans.
No, I don't think we can either. And, you know, that's one of those things that we've got to, I guess, we get so busy in our day-to-day life, and I'm guilty of it. We all are, you know, where we take it for granted. You
sure.
know, we'll watch the evening
right.
news, and we'll see where a helicopter may have been shot down, or we'll see where someone's been deployed, or something like that, and we turn the channel and go on to something else, like it's not affecting us.
Exactly.
And it's absolutely affecting us, and we don't even realize that it is affecting us.
You know, I think the 24-hour newscasts, when there is a tragedy, we hear about it so many times that it becomes almost meaningless to us because it's just old hat, as it were, and that's not good.
Mm-mm.
That's not good. So.
You know, and I mentioned a minute ago about the different things that we're going to post on the website, but I can't mention enough about our veterans, our retired veterans who do participate in the graveside honors, like through the American Legions, the VFWs. Those guys do an incredible job. They're doing that on a volunteer basis. And I think people need to realize that, you know, when they come out and they dress up in their clothes and they do the 21-gun salute or the volley,
right,
and they're honoring your loved one, that's all volunteer. These guys aren't getting paid anything to dress up. They're taking time out of retirement, you know, to go and do this. And once again, here they are out giving again. You know,
I've heard it said that if you see a military person in uniform, that it would be great to say to them, even if you don't know them, thank you for your service.
Right.
I did it one time, but it's kind of a strange feeling to walk up to somebody that you don't know and thank them. But I think it's appreciated.
I'll tell a quick story here. When I was driving home from the airport, the Marine that was with me, he was a, I believe he was a master sergeant. Anyway, he was riding with me, and he said when he got in the when he was walking through the airport in at LAX, he was in full dress blues, and he was walking through the airport, and he said he says it was uncomfortable, but powerful. But he said everybody stood up as he was walking the quarter, and they stood up through every area that he would walk through where they were sitting in chairs, and they just started clapping.
Oh my goodness!
And he says it was so overwhelming. It was interesting. He told me this, and then he got on his phone and he was talking to his wife, which was back in the Carolinas, mm-hmm. and he was telling her about it, and he got emotional talking about it. You know,
I can imagine.
And he says, you know, he goes, it was awkward because every time that I would, and then when he walked on the airplane, as he was walking down the aisle of the airplane, people just started clapping. And he says, you know, it was so awkward, but it was so powerful. And he goes, people don't realize what that means to us. You know, that support is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that he did mention also, he said it was amazing the amount of people that would say, well, I served in such and such, such and such, such and such, and would explain their level of service. They were retired. Yeah. And when what part of the branch of the service they served in. And he said that really meant a lot for those guys to share that to him, but it really meant a lot for him to have them sharing that with him also.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of went both ways. So he was talking about that experience, about how powerful it was for him,
yeah,
for those
that,
people
that,
just
that
to clap.
That full-dress uniform really took people's attention.
It gets
attention.
Of course,
it's the one who are in the, what do you call the here, what's not dress uniform, you know, the fighting gear.
Yeah, the camo.
Yeah, I've noticed, and I know you have too, everybody has, how much the colors on those... I need the right word here, Fred.
Uniforms or?
Well, they're non-dress gear. Oh, thank you, Kenny.
All right.
Battle dress, yeah. You know, it used to be green and brown. Mm-hmm. Now it's much more sandy and gray.
Right.
And obviously,
how the change kind
of... Yeah, because of the areas that we're fighting in.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
It took me a while to figure that out.
Okay, I was going to let you just go. No. Dust was flying in the room. No.
Oh, goodness.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, to see that change, depending on what part of the country we're in, where we're at.
Right.
You know, to
right.
go from a visible green to a sand color, you know.
Well, let's hope we can bring them all home soon and not send them out anymore.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah.
Well, the best thing I can say is, guys, you know, if we see anyone that is visible, that mm-hmm. we know is a military person, that we definitely show those people some honor. Some
absolutely.
Respect, you know.
Absolutely. I think that's great. Well, Fred, we've got some interesting programs coming up in the future
mm-hmm.
as well, but I really appreciate all that you've shared with us, and I know our listeners have learned a lot, as I have, from what you've been telling us about this morning.
Well, like I said, it was a real honor to care for this family and to care for this Marine. It really was. It was probably one of the most honorable things that I've done to date with my career.
Really?
To be honest
mm-hmm.
with you, yes. And, you know, like I said, it allowed us to really understand how they feel and the loss that they're going through to a certain extent on that side. But yet they shared all this with all of us in the community.
Exactly.
The community coming out and that community support really showed me what type of area we live in.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a very strong, we're Americans. You know, we're
right.
very strong in what we believe. So,
had you ever worked with the Patriot Guard before?
I have never worked with the Patriot Guard before. Like you said, they're relatively new, and I think just in certain instances, you know, have they been involved with certain funeral homes, you know,
right.
from the area. But it was my first experience, and it was a very...
Really impressive, wasn't it?
It really was. We'll be involved with them here on out.
Absolutely. I'm hearing music in my headphones.
I'm hearing the same thing. Sometimes I hear voices, but today I'm hearing music, which is good. No,
absolutely.
I'm joking. Gene, it's been great.
And you'll be back with us in a couple of weeks?
Be back in a couple of weeks, and we've got some guests lined up. We'll be talking a little bit about that. Be sure and check out pftradio.com. A lot of information on there. We'll be putting information that will be great resources for you.
Absolutely.
Regarding the military.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, remember, don't go west from
right.
5th Street on I-64. It's going to be closed for a long time because of an accident. And in the meantime, before I come back with you on Monday with Viewpoint, I hope you'll have a great weekend. It's been good to be here with you.
Bye-bye.
Huntington Super Talk, 94.1 FM at AM 930. Your radio voice of the Marshall Thundering Herd. Super Talk.